But right now, the House and Senate back at the state capitol today for the veto session, and we're delighted to welcome in the rep for the Fighting 123rd out of Trumbull, David Rutigliano, our first check to take to him. David, Joe D'Ambrosio, Ray Dunaway, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for being with us before you get in the car and make the steamy drive up to Hartford. Yeah. It seems like the biggest of the three bills that's drawing attention is the bill regarding guidelines for restaurant workers, and you own several restaurants, so this is an issue, I would think, that's near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
It is near and dear to my heart. The bill that we passed in the House unanimously, by the way, with the Speaker's endorsement, really just clarified some of the rules at which certain tipped employees receive the server wage, which is a wage that's below minimum wage, as long as they make enough tips to make over the minimum wage.
Right. That's the 80-20 rule, correct, David?
That's the 80-20 rule. So here, look at it this way, right? So you're a bartender, and you're tending bar. You run out of a bottle of vodka. You got to run to the storeroom and grab a bottle of vodka. Well, that's not exactly directly related to service,
yeah,
but it falls within the 80-20 rule. If they ask you to go and unload the truck that delivers the vodka, that would be in violation of the law.
Okay, so all right, it makes or run down to the package store or something like that. Yeah.
Well, that's illegal also. But
oh, well, God, all right.
Come on, semantics.
No, but I mean, so what do you see as being the issue here? The governor, of course, vetoed it, but why?
We're a little unclear with the issue, but if by all accounts, the restaurant industry did not exactly have a good year this year. The governor has proven, just like the governor before him, that he's not a big fan of restaurants or Connecticut small businesses.
We've had
minimum wage increases, paid family leave, a payroll tax, and a 1% tax on everything we sell. So when certain restaurants come to the table and say, hey, we're having some lawsuits thrown at us, and all we're really doing is following Department of Labor guidelines that are written in a booklet. We had a booklet at the press conference on Friday saying, hey, this is the rules everybody's following, and now people are getting sued for following these rules. We need a little relief, and he vetoed the bill.
As you said, the bill passed unanimously in the House, so it doesn't appear the House is going to be a problem today, but are there going to be 22 votes in the Senate to override the veto?
Well, I certainly don't pretend to understand what goes on upstairs in the Senate.
So, right.
That would be up to them. I don't know even know if we're taking it up today, to be quite honest with you. I'll find out when I get up there.
Right.
The Speaker. So if everybody thinks that this is a super pro business bill or a super restaurant bill, the Speaker of the House has been really terrific on the issue. Joe understands it. He's been behind it. He endorsed it. He put his name on it. He actually attached it to the most important bill he said he had this year because he felt that strongly about it. We thought it was common sense. We thought it was protecting Connecticut employees and employers. We really are dumbfounded why the governor would get involved and veto a good bill.
I'm looking at some of the, once again, under this 80-20. So if you are a bartender, whatever you may be, and you go wait on the table, but then that time that you spend refilling ketchup bottles and salt shakers is not covered. This is really confusing.
Yeah, seriously, this seems like semantics in a lot of ways.
It does seem like, and if you read the booklet or the guidelines from the Department of Labor, they recognize that we would not be able to segregate that time. And that's why they came up with the 80-20 rule. The federal government adopted the 80-20 rule. In fact, the original version of these guidelines said, hey, look at the Fed and let's follow them.
We're talking to Republican Representative David Rutigliano from Trumbull. The House and Senate together at the Capitol today, separate sessions beginning at 10 o'clock with looking to override vetoes. If it's not voted on today, when do you think it would be brought up? Wouldn't this, I mean, in your humble opinion, not being the Speaker, but being one of the 151 strong in the State House, when would this veto override vote come up then?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think there's a time limit from a veto when we could actually take up and override the bill. I don't know, have that date at my fingertips, so I apologize for that.
That's okay.
But I don't think we could say come back in December to override a veto. I think there's a certain window of time. If not, we'd have to take the bill up again next year or sort of negotiate and attach to something else this year.
What a disaster that would be.
By the way, what is the server's wage? How much do they make?
Servers, I think it's $6.86, something like that.
But then tips take you above that.
The minimum. They have to make the minimum wage with tips. Tips are fully taxable. Even the employer pays their portion of the taxes.
Wow.
Tips are just wages. So if some server's working and not receiving enough money in tips to raise their wage, then the employer is obligated to pay them at least the minimum wage.
One of the other bills, and David owns three restaurants, SBC Restaurant and Beer Bar, a local kitchen and craft beer bar, and the Sitting Duck Tavern, which, Ray, sounds like our kind of place.
There you go.
One of the other bills coming up is the theft of waste vegetable oil used in restaurants.
Yeah.
I never knew till I read that this was an issue. Is, in your humble opinion, as an owner of three fine restaurants, is this an issue?
Listen. I'm an owner of restaurants, and I didn't know this was an issue. So if they want that stuff, they can have it. You know, I don't know.
So in the middle of the night, nobody came in, broke into the place, and pumped out all the out of your fryer.
I mean, it's kind of an interesting subject. Waste oil is a funny thing. I mean, years ago, we used to have to pay to have it hauled, and then it became a commodity, so people used to pay us to haul it. And then it went back to, okay, nobody's paying everybody. To be honest, I don't even know where we are right now with the waste oil.
I know a guy is running his car on waste oil. That's what you have to filter it, though, because otherwise.
Right. You have to put it through a strainer.
Yeah,
and
you got problems otherwise.
Do you, I guess, as long as everybody's recycling it, we're okay, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay by me.
Exactly. Do you, and I know we got to let you go here in a minute, David, but I saw somewhere it was written that there was some concern that they might try to sneak through a vote on tolls in this override session, but that doesn't seem realistic, does it?
It doesn't. It doesn't, because we have to go by what bills were called for the calendar or were called for special session. So when the speaker called the special session, it had to do with bonding and school construction. It didn't say the word tolls. The governor would have to call us into special session for tolls.
Right.
But that's just my interpretation of the rule.
All right. Well, David, we thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Safe travel up to Hartford, and we're going to investigate this Sitting Duck Tavern thing, because it looks like it's something right up Ray and my alley. So
I appreciate it, boys. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Nice gentleman.
I like this Sitting Duck thing.
What? Yeah. I mean, and look, he was – I'm Googling it.
I am.
He was pretty blunt and straightforward, and we got to get him back on. Oh, they have a beer menu, a brunch. Look at this, the regular menu. I like it. Small plates,
a lot of
salads,
stars. A lot of stars.
Burgers and sandwiches. A lobster club burger.
Oh.
Fresh picked. No, I'm not a lobster person. You are.
Yeah.
But just imagine this. Fresh picked Maine lobster on toasted Tuscan bread with lettuce, plum tomato, bacon, pickled onion, citrus tarragon aioli. Served with a choice of fries or same plate mixed green salad. How about a grilled? Oh, my goodness.
What now?
Blended farmhouse cheeses on toasted Tuscan bread.
See, now that'd be good.
Avocado, bacon, or tomato for an additional. Oh, you can add avocado, bacon, or tomato for an additional charge.
I just have it with the cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe bacon.
We got to go.